There's one possession on which billionaires are spending a fortune and making a killing. Property. Penthouses, stately piles, fairy tale palaces to leave no one in doubt who's king.
They're building fortresses. I like to refer to them as embassies.
Fortunes are lavished on their transformation.
We passed through a house in the country the other day, and it had two swimming pools off the bedrooms on the top floor.
These are the most coveted houses in the world.
They don't actually live anywhere, which means that they don't make friends with other people because they're never in one place long enough.
These are not so much homes, but appreciating assets.
There's a sense of impermanence in a lot of their houses because they don't invest in their lives in the same way that we do. It's just stuff, it's all tradable.
There's one city that attracts the international super rich in their droves, London.
Yeah, London's become a sort of billionaire capital of the world.
Today, London is a home of sorts to over 100 billionaires.
When everyone is moaning about overseas people buying in London, this is not bad, this is a sign of success.
Waves of excited foreign buyers sashaying into the UK property market have created a new class of real estate. It's known as super prime. They're queuing to snap up top-end British real estate gems like this £25 million mega mansion in North London.